We all need people in our lives who are interested in us and take an interest in us, who genuinely want to serve us in ways that are for our good. It's vital to have people like that around. We'd struggle so much if we didn't. And the more people we have around like that, the better. And we should seek to be like that to others. I remember when I was young, coming to the realization that I wouldn't manage without my parents. And thankfully they loved me and they had my interests at heart. Each day they gave me food to eat. They made sure I had clothes to wear. I had a lovely bedroom to sleep in. They looked after me in all sorts of ways. It took me quite a while to realize that. But then as I got a bit older again, into my teenage years, there were certain things that they insisted on doing for me that I wasn't so keen on. I didn't really like the fact that they kept going on about Christianity and Jesus and that I needed to know him. I secretly became quite resentful of the fact that they kept taking me to church. I respected them, so I went, but I didn't really see how it was in my best interests. I ran for an athletics club and a lot of the meets were on a Sunday, but I didn't get to go because my parents thought it was more important that I come with them to church. I could have played football for a Sunday league club, but again, my parents thought it was more important for me to go to church. What I didn't realise at the time was that actually they still had my best interests at heart as they did that. Let me read to you today's verses from Philippians chapter 2 and verses 19 through to verse 24. Now I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be encouraged by news about you. For I have no one else like-minded who will genuinely care about your interests. All seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know his proven character, because he has served with me in gospel ministry like a son with a father. Therefore, I hope to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. I am confident in the Lord that I myself will also come soon. And the thing we need to see there is that Paul held Timothy in such high regard, he had no one else like him, he says, because he genuinely cared about the interests of others. But what do we mean by the interests of others? Well, I'm sure it meant things like being a friend, providing for them in physical ways when he could, food, shelter, that kind of stuff, if people were struggling. But verse 21 is really instructive. We've just heard Paul say that he will genuinely care about your interests. And then he goes on to say, all seek their own interests, unlike Timothy, not those of, and you might expect him to finish that sentence with the word others. But he says, no, all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. So in other words, when we're looking at what it means to serve others and look for their interests and care for their interests and see to their needs, it means more than just food, clothing, being nice to them. Serving their interests is serving them in the way Jesus would. Yes, that includes care, but it also includes telling them the gospel. And that's what Jesus came to do. Yes, he came to show love in many practical ways to people, but his greatest act of love was to share the good news and give his life for them. And that's what it means to look out for the interests of others. It means not only, although it does include, providing for their physical needs, it means providing for their spiritual needs, even if they don't know they have that need. Pointing them to Jesus, encouraging them to look to him as he is found in God's word. Let's seek to be Timothys who do exactly that for those around us.